Father, thank you for being with us today.
天父，谢谢你今天和我们在一起。
We live for you and no one else.
我们为你而活，不为别人而活。
For your glory.
是为了你的荣耀。
Not our glory.
不是我们的荣耀。
The only wisdom we want is the wisdom that comes from you.
我们想要的智慧是唯独从你来的智慧。
The only direction in life that we want is the direction that comes from you.
我们人生所想要的指引是唯独从你来的指引。
So, we ask you to visit us in a special way this morning.
所以请你今天早上以特殊的方式来造访我们。
Because our understanding is that prayer is the foundation of everything.
因为我们的理解是祷告是一切的基础。
Thank you for giving us a heart to love prayer.
谢谢你给我们一颗心，让我们喜爱祷告。
And we love the things that are in secret.
我们喜爱那在隐秘中的事。
Secret life with you is greater than a public life.
与你在一起的隐秘生活大过那公开的生活。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.
This morning is with a home group leaders about how to pastor the self.You mentioned prayer
first. Oh, yeah, okay. Tomorrow morning. Okay, that's okay. Yeah. So, concerning cell groups, this is the way I grew up as a Christian.
讲到关于小组哦，我作为基督徒，我是这样子成长的。
So, after I was saved in 1972,
我1972年得救。
I started going to a small Bible group.
我开始去参加一些小的查经班。
Then in a couple years, it grew and there was a decision to become a church.
那过了几年之后，这个查经班增长了，他们就决定把它变成一个教会。
And it started off with the Holy Spirit, what people would say, a charismatic group.
一开始的时候，我们那个团体就是也是像是灵恩的团体。
And this was actually in the time they call the charismatic movement.
那个时候就是人们称灵恩运动的时刻。
In America, they say the Jesus movement started like 1967.
在美国有人说耶稣运动是1967年开始的。
And they called the charismatic movement in the beginning of the 70s.
那有人说灵恩运动是1970年代初期开始的。
So man puts a title to God's work.I'm not sure that it's all correct.
哦，所以人会把神的工作加上一个标题，但是我不确定这都是正确的。
Whenever God moves, I like to just say the Holy Spirit is doing His work. God.
每当神运行的时候，我只喜欢说圣灵在做他的工。
So, there were.Other issues in the church of how to create accountability in the church.
在教会里面有讲到说要怎么样能够产生这个要交账的。
And when I say accountability, the idea was not just to.Watch you, but to see how everybody could grow in God.
我讲到要交账，不是说只是说看着你，而是要看到说每一个人怎可以怎么样的在神里面成长。
And I don't want to get, I don't think we should get into it today, but this was the beginning of the teaching of covering that came out.
今天我不细讲，但是我要讲，这就是关于遮盖这个的教导，就是从这个地方出来的。
Which seemed to start off okay, but it ended up not being good.
这教导一开始的时候是没问题的，但是后来呢，却不好。
So cell groups were formed.
所以家庭小组形成了。
And I was a musician, and I couldn't bring my piano from my country that I left, so I taught myself the guitar.
我是个乐器手，那我来到美国时候，我没有办法把钢琴搬过来，所以我就自学吉他。
And I still play the guitar a lot.
我还是经常弹吉他。
And piano. I'm still a musician.
我也弹钢琴，我还是一个乐器手。
So at the beginning stages, there weren't too many musicians in our church.
所以我们教会一开始的时候没有很多乐器手。
I'm not sure why I did it, but I was the worship leader for 5 cell groups.
我不晓得我那时候为什么这样做，但是那个时候我是负责带五个小组。
So many nights I was away from the house going to lead worship for cell groups.
所以我一个礼拜当中有很多天都不在家，我都是去不同的小组去带敬拜。
I'm trying to be careful how I say this.
我将要讲的话，我要试着很小心的讲。
I watched and noticed different pastors of certain cell groups began to develop different ideas than the leading senior pastor.
我那个时候就发现，就是负责牧养那些不同的小组的人，他们开始有一些想法，是跟教会的主任牧师的想法是不一样的。
It wasn't quick.
那不是很快的事情。
It took years.
那是过了好多年之后。
And I don't think any cell group leader meant to be evil.
我想那个家庭小组的小组长他们并不是有恶意的。
I just noticed little bit by little bit cell group leaders began to teach things different than that, not different subjects, but small disagreements with what the pastor was teaching.
我开始注意到那些小组长的教导，就是跟牧师所教导的有一些不同，不是很大的差异，但是就跟牧师的教导有不一样的地方。
Yeah, and no one really thought too much because it wasn't like a big problem.
那也没，当时也没有人多想，因为好像也不是什么大问题。
You know, it could be something small like, oh, Elias doesn't think we'll be in the tribulation, but the pastor thinks we will be in the tribulation. You know, not a big deal.
比方说哦，以利亚牧师认为说这个跟他牧师一个人认为说是会有大灾难，那另外一个人认为没有，所以不是什么大问题。
嗯。But what I noticed is, as small as these things enter, we must be careful to keep them in their place.
但是我注意到，即使像这样子看起来很小的问题发生的时候，我们还是要留意。
Now, we know that we're supposed to develop our own mind and our own thinking.
我们知道我们每个人都应该要发展出自己的想法，自己的心思意念。
And even when I teach, I try to teach, you don't have to agree with me. This is just the way I think.
甚至在我教导的时候，我也会说你不必跟我的看法一致，因为这是我是这样子认为的。
What made it different in the 70s was the covering teaching.
但是我在那个时候，就是70年代的时候，有不一样的地方，就是当初有一个遮盖的教导。
The authority was so strong.
就是那个当权的人，掌权的人是非常的强。
That if you had any kind of disagreement, you were considered rebellious.
所以那个时候就是说，如果你有任何不同的想法呢，就会被视为是悖逆。
This is how the covering movement developed.
这就是那个遮盖的运动这样子发展的。
Now, that's like my history.
这像是我的历史。
In the 80s.I still enjoyed cell groups.
在八零年代，我还是很享受有小组。
But we did it in a different joyful way.
但是我们是用一种很欢庆的的方式来做的。
And we did it in a way like I believe you have it now, where there is no.Spiritual clash with the leadership.
那我相信你们也是一样，就是当你们在做小组的时候，跟领袖不会有属灵上的冲突。
And I'm glad to say that's what I feel in this room. I can feel it. I have a history of being in it, and sometimes no one has to tell me anything, but I can feel tension.
哦，我可以感觉到，因为我有时候在一个地方，我就会感觉到那种冲突的压力。
So I sense a spirit of unity here, and a spirit of together we're going to see the glory of God.
所以在这里，我感受到一个合一的灵，还有我们要一起看到神的荣耀。
And I sense in general a spirit of rest with pastors.And the leaders, I feel, I breathe good.
我觉得有一种安息的灵哦，就看到我们的领袖啊同工哦，就觉得非常的，我就觉得可以好好休息。
Yeah. So I've watched the church.I've been watching the church for 53 years now, over half a century.
我观察教会53年，已经超过半个世纪。
Now the topic, it is cell groups, okay?
今天的主题是讲到小组。
But let me tell you what I have seen happen in a lot of churches.
但是我要跟大家讲，会看到在很多教会发生了什么事情。
For many churches, for some reason, cell groups are not important.
在很多教会，小组并不重要。
Huh? And like in my church in Florida,
在我佛罗里达的教会,
we have certain nights with different kinds of ministries.
Sorry.对不起哈，有人进来，请不要讲，你们都不要有声音。
You know,
你又一有声音，我这边听不下去了。OK, sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, 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 yeah. So in our church, we don't have like cell groups like you.
在我们的教会里面，没有像大家有小组。
But we have like Wednesday night is a teaching, Friday night.Or Thursday night, the men get together. So we have different kinds of groups, but it's not like a cell group.
Oh, 我们的教会我们没有小组，但是有，譬如说礼拜三啊，有些教导，然后礼拜五啊，弟兄们聚在一起。
Not like how I understand cell group.
哦，这跟我所就是不是我们所知道的小组。
And I've noticed a lot of churches, particularly in America, maybe they don't know much about the history of cell groups.
那我知道在美国可能很多的教会他们都对于小组的历史不清楚。
Some churches do.
有些教会知道。
So I've been thinking about the kingdom of God.
所以我一直在思索神的国。
For my heart, when I read the book of Acts,
当我的心我在读《使徒行传》的时候，
it looks like the Holy Spirit had a strategy.
看起来圣灵是有他的策略。
For people to meet in homes.
就是让人们在家里面聚会。
And even when you read all of the epistles.
如果你读所有的书信。
I don't know one epistle where they met in a building like we do.
你没有看到哪一个书信里面他们会他们的聚集是在我们现在我们所在的建筑物里面。
Maybe the Corinthians, because they seem to be the largest church in here.
或许哥林多教会的人有哦，因为在圣经上所记载的那看起来是最大的教会。
So meetings in homes is biblical.
所以在家里面聚会是符合圣经的。
Or,The building is not important. The smaller group is important.
重要的不是那建筑物，而是那一小群人。
And when I was in cell groups, I felt connected to the Book of Acts.
当我在小组里面，我就觉得我跟这个《使徒行传》有关联。
And in my perception,Cell groups is a place where people can really grow.
我认为小组是人们可以真正成长的地方。
Because if you do it properly, it's a place where it's good to ask questions.
因为如果你做得恰当的话，那个是一个能够发问的很好的地方。
And usually, church services now, we are...known to have music, a pulpit, a speaker, and you just come to listen.
因为通常在像主日的话，我们知道会有音乐，然后有讲台，有讲员，然后你来那边只是去听而已。
And as I, in the last year or so, God has done something with me where we're in meetings like this where people would ask me questions and somehow the anointing and the Holy Spirit really blesses an atmosphere where we can learn with questions.
在我过去在聚会当中也会有一些问答的时间，那就是在这样的氛围之下呢，圣灵也会临在，然后也祝福了我们的问答。
So, like you noticed the first night, to speak and then minister, there were some questions that came in public that it slowed down the meeting a little bit.
就像我们这次第一个晚上的聚会呢，我讲到了之后，然后有服事，有一些人就发问了，那也让我们的聚会的速度稍微缓慢了一些。
So this is actually a good example why cell groups are good.
所以这就是一个很好的例子，讲到说为什么小组是好的。
And I have wondered personally when I think about the church in America, because I live in America.
因为我住在美国，所以我也在思索关于美国的教会。
I'm thinking of what's going to happen in the world.
我就想到说世界将会发生什么事情。
I see the pressure getting stronger and stronger.
我看到那压力变得越来越强。
Pressure with homelessness and crime.
就是有犯罪的压力，还有那些无家可归游民的压力。
Taxes.
还有交税的。
Even paying insurance on the house and the car, the pressure. I don't know how it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It's like there's, I feel squeezed, you know.
还有我们的车子的保险，房屋的保险也是这个，好像都是越来越贵，好像所以你会感觉在各方面都被受到了挤压。
So I've been wondering, and I've actually been thinking with God about this for some years.
其实我在神的面前思索这个问题已经想了几年了。
I wonder if God is going to cause many churches in the world to go back to the book of Acts where we meet in homes.
所以我就想到说神会不会让很多的教会都是回到像使徒行传的模式，就是在家里面聚会。
Now, I don't want to prophesy this, but I've noticed this.
这个我不是在发言，而是我注意到。
Church service is supposed to be a safe place.
教会的聚会应该是一个安全的地方。
But we've seen even recently on the news, like even in Minnesota, where protesters just walked into church.
但是我们最近看到新闻，就像在明尼苏达州，有一些抗议的人，他们就走进教会。
Not too long ago in Miami, a church was having church service and robbers came in with guns.
不久前在迈阿密有个教会，他们正在聚会的时候，有人持枪抢劫。
And they robbed everybody.
然后就抢了每一个人。
And they thought it was so successful, they came back the next Sunday and did it again.
他们觉得这些抢劫犯觉得自己做得很成功，所以到了下一个主日，他们又来了，又再抢一次。
Now, we can say this is an isolated incident that's not happening too much.
我们可以说这是一个孤立的事件，好像并不是经常发生的。
But I have a personal concern that I'm already thinking with God and praying for the church.
但是我个人却非常关切这个问题，我早就在神的面前思索，也在为教会祷告。
It made me think, in Minnesota, if they entered a church because they believed Christians support ICE.
假设说那些抗议的人走进了明尼苏达州的教会，因为他们认为说基督徒支持那个 ICE，
then they will want to come against us and bother us and even walk into a service too。
如果他们这样子认为的话呢，他们就会来干扰我们，甚至去打扰我们的聚会。
So now it makes me personally think. ICE is a, they think it's a big topic, but for me it's a much smaller topic.
有些人认为这是一个很大的主题，但对我来说这是一个比较小的问题。
The big topic for me is the Jews and Israel.
对我来说比较大的那问题是犹太人跟以色列。
And God is permitting worldwide, all around the world, a hatred for Jews. I've never seen it this strong, like everywhere.
神容许现在世界各地都仇视犹太人，这种程度呢是过去不曾见过的。
So now, we see in the universities, Columbia, Berkeley, even Harvard, these universities, the students are, they just want the Jews out.
我们看到在一些大学，像哈佛、伯克莱，还有哥伦比亚大学，他们那些大学生，他们就希望赶走犹太人。
So now, the information about Christians supporting the God of Abraham is going to become more popular.
So, who supported the information about?
Okay, I'll say it again. The information about Christians supporting Israel is going to become more popular.
所以就是讲到说，基督徒支持以色列，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，就这种讯息会变得更普遍。
So if they attack a church because the church supports ICE, it's going to be much more serious that they will begin to have their eyes against Christian churches that support Israel.
所以如果有一些人抗议会来反对基督徒，认为基督徒在支持伊斯兰国的话，那么如果他们知道基督徒是支持以色列的话，他们对基督徒的仇视就会更加的严重。
I believe there's some places where here I talked about the Jews and God's blessing on the Jews, and he's going to bring them back to Israel. I could be killed in some places for supporting the Jews like that.
我讲到犹太人，那也有可能，如果是像我刚才所讲的情形，那么也有可能我因为支持犹太人而被杀。
So when God put on my heart to teach about His chosen people, Israel, I'm not always excited that He wants me to do it.
所以当有时候神把这个意念放在我的心里面，要我去传讲他的选民犹太人、以色列人的时候，我的心里并不是很开心的。
So, as this hatred for Jews is going to increase, I think the pressure on Christian churches will also increase.
当这个对于教会的这个压力增加，我想对于这个犹太人的压力跟教会的压力是同时的，都会增加。
I will not be surprised if many churches who do not have cell groups, they will learn to have cell groups.
所以我想在未来，如果一些教会还没有小组的话，他们未来就必须学会要有小组。
So thank God that we're not like another country where even Christians meeting in home, the police go after them.
所以感谢神，我们不像在某些国家，哦，有些人他们甚至在家里面聚会，警察都会去抓他们。
We are not like that, thank God.
我们的情况并不是这样子的，所以感谢神。
But the thing I've learned about life, we need to be careful when we say, that will never happen to me.
但是我在人生中学会了一点，就是当我们如果说，哦，那样的事情永远不会发生在我的身上，这我们需要非常的小心。
There are decisions that politicians are making. My mind has a hard time understanding how they think this way.
哦，有一些政客们正在做的决定，我很难理解他们为什么这样想。
So, when we study the Bible, even about the end times,
所以当我们研读圣经，甚至讲到关于末世，
we see words like the anointing, God's power, miracles.
我们看到有恩膏，有神的神迹，还有恩膏。
Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
还有讲到说你们的儿女会发预言。
Old men shall have visions.
哦，老人会有异象。
All of these things sound good, but there's two words that really get my attention.
这些听起来都很好，但是有两个字真的引起我的注意。
And it's peace and safety.
就是平安还有安全。
What I've been noticing is peace and safety has been leaving America.
我所注意到的就是平安跟安全正在离开美国。
Even yesterday, I went to East Bay to minister.
甚至我昨天去东湾教会服事。
And some people, a couple told me they used to live in Oakland.But they just had to leave. It just got so bad.
有一对夫妻告诉我说，他们本来住在奥克兰，后来因为情况变得太糟糕了，所以他们就必须离开了。
Two nights ago, I woke up out of a dream, and in this dream, I saw a car on fire.
两个晚上之前，我在梦里面啊，我做梦醒来，在梦中呢，我梦见。一辆车子被火烧。
So I said, "What is this?"
所以我就问说这是什么。
So I just went on the internet. It was actually a police car that was on fire.
所以我就上网去查呢。其实我讲的那个车子其实是警察的车子。
But I found something.
但是我发现一件事。
Cars burning in San Jose.
我看到，我查，然后在网络上查，就看到说，哦，在这个圣何西有车子被烧。
I said, "What's this? I've never heard of this."
我说这是什么？我没有听过。
And I found out that there were arsonists. I think Glenn, something Glenn.
Willow Glen.
There were burning cars after car after car, and I think they didn't catch them yet. You know.
那个在我们教会附近的 Willow Glen, 就是有些人纵火，他们就烧车子，一辆又一辆的烧。
And the last time I was here, in September.
我上次九月在这里的时候。
I just, you know, I like to look at the news because I like to find out what's happening in the world. I like to learn.
我喜欢看新闻，因为我想要学习，知道这个世界上在发生什么事情。
And as soon as I got back from San Jose, I saw on the news jewelry stores being robbed in San Jose.
当我那时候回到我家，聚会特会之后，我回到我家就看到有在San Jose有珠宝店被抢劫。
And I just felt so sad.
我就觉得很难过。
Okay, so we know there's crime. in America.
所以我们知道美国有犯罪。
I personally, I've had my house burglarized twice.
我自己的家也曾经两次遭小偷。
Working in the store, I've had people come in with guns at least two times.
我以前在店里面工作也至少有两次经历到有人带枪来要抢东西。
And one time I was even tied up.
有一次他们甚至把我给哎呦绑起来了。
And I thought he was, I thought they were going to kill me, you know.
But, 我那个时候以为他们要把我杀掉了。
But I'm still here.
可是我还在这里。
Cell groups.
哦，家庭小组。
Cell groups, for now, is a way to hide from the public.
家庭小组现在是从公众的视野中隐藏的一个方式。
I see it as God's secret groups.
我把它视为神秘密的团体。
In my heart,The secrets of God may very well come more to cell groups than on Sunday morning.
哦，我认为神的奥秘有可能更多的临到家庭小组，超过主日。
Now the worship here is good. I love the musicians, the singers. It's good. Then you have a message. I know the quality is good.
哦、我很喜欢你们的敬拜，我知道你们在敬拜之后有讯息、哦、我知道这是品质很好的、
But we understand on a Sunday morning, people, they work all week.
我们知道在主日的时候呢，人们已经工作了一整个礼拜。
Saturday, if they don't work, it's the only day to take your children to the park or cut the grass or...、
哦如果星期六不需要工作的话，那是唯一能够带孩子、去公园或者是去割草的时候。
So for most people, Sunday morning is really not a day off.
所以对大部分人来说，礼拜天其实并不是休息的一天。
You know, Sunday morning for the Christian could be one of the most weary times of the week.
对基督徒来讲，有可能礼拜天早上是一个礼拜当中最累的一天。
And so when church is finished, secretly, they're very happy. Now I can go eat and sit in my recliner, you know?
所以当主日结束了之后想好、哦、现在我可以去吃中饭了然后回家可以躺在那个躺椅上面。
I'm not necessarily talking about you, but I'm talking about the church in America.
我讲的未必是指你们，我讲的是美国的教会。
I grew up where we just loved God every hour, you know.
我所成长的地方，我们是每一个小时都爱神。
We couldn't have enough of worshiping God. We just
我们敬拜神都觉得不够。
I think cell groups is deep in the heart of God. I really do.
我想。家庭小组在神的心中是很深刻的。
If California begins to come out with serious laws where you cannot convert a transgender to Jesus, if you do that, you can go to jail.
如果加州出现了很严格的法律，就是你没有办法带变性人信主。如果你那让他们信主了，那你就要去你就犯法了，要去坐牢。
I think you know those bills are already in progress. You know that, don't you?
我想大家都知道这些、
yeah.
法案已经在进行中。
It's not a fantasy. It's already in the news that they're thinking of implementing. such rules.
这个不是我们自己在想象的，而是说在新闻上都有，就是说他们已经在想要怎么样来实现这些法案。
COVID was a test for the church.
COVID 对教会来讲是一个考验。
So someone asked me yesterday, do I believe we will be in the tribulation?
昨天有人问我说，我是否相信我们会在大灾难中？
I answered with a different way of looking at it.
我的回答是用一个不同的方式来看。
I know my God, wherever he's going to take me,He trains me to be able to handle it.
我知道我的神不管他要带我去哪里，他都会训练我，让我能够去面对那个情况。
So the market crash in 2008.
所以2008年那个时候的崩盘，金融的崩盘。
In the 90s, there was a lot of joy being taught to the church.
在90年代，教会里面有很多关于喜乐的教导。
I actually prophesied, like in my meetings, many of my meetings, I would just do nothing. I would just walk up, I would be like this, serious face, and people would start laughing.
那个时候呢，我在带聚会的时候，我常常就是就是走到台前，然后我什么都没有说，然后很多人都在笑。
And I saw this. It took me a few years, but I said this is a sign. God's training us for what's coming after the year 2000. In the next decade, He's training us.
就是九零年代，就是教会里面有很多那种喜乐圣灵的工作。那但是后来神让我看到，神是在预备我们要迎接两千年之后发生的事情。
So I realized God was training us.
我知道，神在训练我们。
He wasn't just making us happy; He was training us to learn how to enter the gates.With thanksgiving and praise.
神不只是让我们快乐，而且他是在训练我们，让我们怎么样以感恩称谢进入他的门。
So there is a decision the church can make. Our call is to enter.
所以教会我们要做个决定，就是神在呼召我们要让我们进入。
So I am, or was.I was a victim of the crash in 2008.
在2008年那个金融风暴，我也是一个受害者。
My wife, as you know the story, I was taking care of her. She was sick.
大家都知道那个时候我在照顾我的第一任妻子，她生病。
And I was on the east side of Florida.
我是在佛罗里达的东边。
Above West Palm Beach,
是在那个 West Palm Beach 棕榈滩的上面。
And I had a friend living on the Southwest Florida who would drive and come to see me once in a while with his wife.
我有一个朋友是在佛罗里达的西南。他有时候会跟他太太一起开车来看我们。
He was very good to me.
He 对我很好。
He said, Elias, you're by yourself. You're taking care of your wife by yourself. Why don't you move over here, me and my family, and I'll look at ways of how I can help you.
那他就跟我说啊，以利亚，你现在一个人独自在这里照顾你的妻子，你要不要考虑搬到我们那边？那我可以想办法来怎么样照顾你跟你太太。
And so he said, in this market crash, He says, I can't even rent out my buildings. People don't want to pay what I'm asking for.
那个时候经济崩盘，那我的朋友就跟我说，他有一些这个地产甚至都租不出去，因为人们没有付不起他所要求的租金。
So would you like to come and I will put you in this house, a particular house, and you can stay there for free?
所以他就跟我说，你看你要不要来到我们这一带，然后呢，我可以把你放在我的一个房子里面啊，你就是不要钱的，不收你钱。
Because I know you'll take care of it, keep it clean, cut the grass, the air conditioner will be on.
哦，因为我知道你会把这个房子打理得很好啊，然后这个草也会割啊，然后这个空调也会都是好好的。
And you will stop the building from mold coming in it.
那这样子你如果住进来的话呢，那个房子就不会发霉。
So I thought it was a good deal.
所以我想说，哎，这样子很不错。
And on top of the deal, he said, sell your condo and just move your money over here and maybe we'll find another house for you to buy.
哦，然后他跟我说，你把你现在的你有的那个公寓卖掉，然后呢，看能不能用这笔钱，然后你就再另外买，在这里再另外买一个。
Now trust me, I'm still talking about cell groups.
哦，你要相信我，我还是在讲这个家庭。
You just have to trust me.
啊，你要信任我。
So my condo was worth $200,000. I got $76,000.
我的公寓是值20万的，但是值了76,000，但是我只卖了只有卖76,000.
So we tried to find a house, and we could not find a house.
所以我们就找不到房子可以买了。
And I didn't have enough money.
我也没有足够的钱。
And also, I needed a special room.Because I had a machine to lift my wife out of bed into the wheelchair.
而且我还需要有特别的房间，因为我太太她那个要从轮椅还有从床上下来，都要有能够有一个特殊的升降机。
So he owned a lot of real estate. He knew construction and things like that.
我的朋友他有很多的就是房地产，所以他知道关于建筑啊这类的事情。
So he said, "Give me your money."
他说好，你就把你的钱给我。
And I will build a house for you.
我帮你盖一栋房子。
So we built it, and we built it for $96,000.
所以我们就盖那房子呢，花了96,000.
And his son put the electricity in for free.
他的儿子就帮我免费的接电。
His other son did all the framing for free.
哦，他另外一个儿子也帮我弄所有的这个架构。
And he was a plumber, so he put all the plumbing in for me.
他自己是一个水电匠，所以他就把这个所有的水电的工程都帮我做好了。
That's how I was able to do it and survive.
哦，就是这样子我才能够存活下来。
In 2008.
在2008年
I became aware of people who were, they believed in the power of tithing.
有些人相信十一奉献的能力。
And I found out about this in different places of America and even in different big ministries where they're very strong on tithing.
我发现在美国有很多的教会，甚至有一些很大的事工，他们都是非常的强调那个十一奉献。
Now, be careful. I'm not teaching against tithing.
要小心，我并不是要教导反对十一奉献。
I'm just here to tell you that many people who tithed suffered.In 2008, like everybody else.
我只是要告诉你，很多有十一奉献的人，他们在2008年的时候跟其他的人一样受苦。
And some people were disillusioned.
有些人就感到幻灭。
How can this happen to me? I've been so faithful.
他们就认为说我一直这么的忠心，那我怎么会遭遇这种事情？
I thought that I should escape the pressure like everyone else.
我以为我能够逃脱每个人正在经受的压力。
But there is one scripture, it says it rains on the just and the unjust.
但是有一处经文讲说神降雨给义人也降雨给歹人。
So the pressure hit everybody.
所以这压力会打击到每一个人。
Now, I will say just here is one thought that I have.
好，我有一个想法。
I'm a very generous giver.
我是很慷慨给予的人。
But I do not want...all of my rewards for giving here.
但是我想要我所给予的奖赏并不是只是都在地上而已。
If I give someone $20,000, I don't want to see $40,000 in my bank next month. It's not important to me.
如果我给一个人20,000块，我并不会希望我下个月我的银行账户里就变40,000块。
Because,
这对我来说不重要。
Because you see, then your reward is down here.
因为如果是这样子的话，那么你得的奖赏就是在地上的了。
So if we can give and not worry about the reward here, there will be, I prefer the secret in heaven. Store your treasures in heaven.
所以如果我们给予了我并 不在乎这个地上的而是在乎天上的因为我们要积财宝在天上
OK Cell groups
好
I just talked about pressure
家庭小组我刚讲到压力
Financial pressure
金钱上的压力
Real estate pressure
还有房地产的压力
What's going to happen in America?
美国将会发生什么事呢
？We already see pressure.
我们早就看见压力了。
Now, God bless you, those of you that are doing fine. If California taxes you for $6 million, you just pay it, and your mouth is quiet. You just pay it.
所以你们当中有些人可能过得还不错。如果加州说，如果你是600万的话，那你就要这个6 million.
It doesn't matter. Six, you could say 60. Let's just say a lot of money.
反正就是如果说你赚多，就要让你交很多税。
It doesn't matter. You pay it, your family will be fine, you'll be okay. It's just that they take a lot away from you.
所以你如果能够负担得起，那 OK， 那只是说他们就从你那边拿了很多的钱去。
Most of the America is not like that.
大部分的美国人并不是这样子。
You know, property taxes, just your car.
有房屋税，然后有车子。
Insurance.
还有保险。
Oh my God. I feel like when I pay car insurance, I'm buying my car again.
我觉得当我在付汽车保险的时候，好像又再买车子了。
You know? Sheesh. Anyway. Pressure.
压力。
Think about pressure coming to a church without cell groups.
你想想看，如果一个教会没有家庭小组，它压力来的时候。
It will scatter much quickly than a church with cell groups.
一个没有家庭小组的教会，当压力来的时候，它会比有家庭小组的教会会很快的人就会分散走掉了。
Cell groups is to me, it's like an immune system.
家庭小组对我来说有点像免疫系统。
In the body, if your immune system is weak.
如果你的身体免疫系统很弱的话
，and a virus or something attacks your body，
如果有病菌攻击你的身体
，the body becomes weak quickly，
身体就很快的会变得虚弱。
But if you have a stronger immune system,
但是如果你有比较强的免疫系统,
you can resist better.
你就能够比较好的去抵抗。
The cell groups in the book of Acts,
在使徒行传里面的小组,
was very strong. They had persecution, but they resisted.
他们那在使徒行传里面小组很强，他们有受到逼迫，但是他们却能够那去抵抗那个逼迫。
Peter went to jail.
彼得被下到监牢。
The cell group prayed.
然后那个小组的人就祷告。
And he came out.
然后彼得就出了监牢。
Eventually, it took the pressure of a very stronger persecution to make them split up.
最终是来了很强烈的逼迫，他们才四散了。
So the cell group is a protection system also for the scattering of Christians.
所以小组也是一个很强的保护，让人们不会四散。
Now, because of geography,People always come and go in church. Not everybody stays. We know that.
因为地理的缘故，所以人们在教会总是来来去去，并不是一直会停留的。这我们知道。
I think the pressure is going to get stronger.
我相信压力会越来越强。
And.I believe in success and prosperity. I really do.
我相信成功，也相信亨通。
You know, I like having a house and a car. I do.
哦，我也喜欢有房子，有车子。
And I believe God wants to bless us.
我相信神想要祝福我们。
But I don't believe God wants us to live in this life without pressure.
但是我不认为神希望我们是在没有压力的情况下度过这一生。
Because what glorifies God is to survive through pressure and still stand for His glory.
因为能够荣耀神的是，当我们在经历压力的时候，我们还是能够存活，而且在当中叫他得荣耀。
So in cell groups,It's really a good time for us to ask each other questions.
所以在小组聚会里面，其实是我们彼此发问很好的时机。
You know, and when we ask questions, we talk about the secrets of God and learn them.
当我们发问的时候，我们就谈神隐秘的事情，而且能够学习。
And another thing about cell groups.
关于小组还有另外一点。
It's a place where you can discover problems that people are going through.
小组能够去发现人们正在经历的问题。
Yesterday, in this one of the meetings in East Bay, I just walked up to a man, and I pointed at him and I said, "Do you need a breakthrough in your finances?"
昨天在东湾的聚会，我就走到一个人的面前，问他说：“你在你的财务上面是不是需要一个突破？”
And in front of everybody, he went, "I need a breakthrough."
然后他在每一个人面前就承认说：“ okay. 是的，我需要有突破。”
Now my question is this.
我的问题是这样。
I wonder how many other people knew what he was going through.
就是不晓得有其他有多少人知道这个人正在经历的事情。
What if I didn't do that?
如果我在聚会当中没有这样做呢?
Then it's possible that he's going through that by himself. No one else in the church knows his struggle.
如果我没有在聚会中没有那样做，有可能他自己一个人承受了他所经历的一切，而教会里面没有任何人知道他在为这个事情挣扎。
So thank God for a gift of the Spirit to bring it.To the surface, so now the church can pray for him or help.
所以感谢神有属灵的恩赐，把这个问题显出来了。那这样子呢，教会的人就能够去为他祷告，帮助他。
But I have found out in cell groups.
但是我发现在家庭小组里面
This is where people say, what can I pray for you?
哦，人们会说，哦，我能够为你祷告什么？
And what can I pray for you?
我能够为你祷告什么？
And we begin to find out the needs, the real needs of people.
我们开始去发现人们真正的需要。
And sometimes we will be shocked at who was next to you. You are shocked that they're going through this.
有时候你会很惊讶地发现就在你身旁的人他们正在经历的一些事情。
So Sunday morning, they're with you like this.
是礼拜天早上
Praising God.
跟你一样在那边举手赞美神。
But Wednesday night in a cell group,
但是礼拜三晚上在家庭小组里面
my wife and I are considering a divorce.
他会讲我跟我太太想要离婚了。
These things can come up in a cell group.
这样的事情有可能会在小组聚会当中浮现出来。
It's a real blessing when cell group leaders are in unity with the senior leaders of the church, with the pastors, that we have the same mind.
当小组长跟牧者们能够有同样的心思意念，这是一个祝福。
When you study the rebuilding of the second temple,
如果你去研读有关重建第二圣殿的。
In the book of Nehemiah,
在尼希米记
it says, God gave them a mind to work.
神就给他们这样的意念来工作。
Let me see if I could find that.
我来看能不能找得到。
I know it's in Nehemiah.
是在尼希米记。
Let's look, yeah, Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记第四章。
Read verse 6.
第六节。
Chapter 4, verse
6. 尼希米记四章六节，这样我们修造城墙，城墙就都联络，高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。
You see that? God gave them a mind to work.
就是神给他们一个意念去做工。
So one of the big miracles.
所以一个很大的神迹。
Was what God did with the minds of the people.
就是神在人们的意念里面做了什么。
So in your church, the Holy Spirit is giving us all.I say us because I'm your family. He's giving us all the same mind to work.
我们的教会里面，神也给各位，也包括我，因为我也是你们的家人，就神给我们同样的心思意念在做工。
We have the same mind for supporting and praying for the protection for the pastors and leaders. Same mind.
我们有同样的心思意念，会祷告求神来。祝福我们的牧者们、领袖们。
We have the same mind on how to touch the world.
我们也有同样的心思意念，要怎么样能够触摸到世人。
We have the same mind on how a full-time ministry can rise up in your church.
我们也有同样的心思意念希望教会怎么样有全时间的人出来服事。
We have the same mind to know the will of God for the direction of the whole church.
我们也有同样的心思意念，想要知道神的心意，就是得着神对这个教会的方向。
So having the same mind is a good thing.
所以有同样的心思意念是好事情。
And if we have disagreements in theology,
如果我们在神学上有一些不同。
Make sure that it's not a disagreement that can cause a problem.
要确定这种看法不同不会制造出问题。
you know, there are some disagreements that you may have of something a pastor might say one Sunday morning, and you say, I don't know about that. Make sure it's not big enough where it causes a problem in the spirit.
可能主日早上牧师讲了一个东西，然后你对这个东西可能看法不太一样，但是你要留意的就是说，不要让这个问题变大了，以至于产生问题。
And if it is a problem, a cell group is a good place to get the iron out and make it smooth.
如果是问题的话，那么在小组聚会是很好的地方，就是能够把这个东西给抚平。
You know, some churches, the way they do cell groups is the pastor has a theme or a series for the church, and they give the series to the cell group leaders, and the cell group leaders follow what the pastor, his series is for a month or two.
有的小组聚会是牧师们给那个一系列的教导，然后就交给小组长，然后就可能有几个月的时间就来查考。
I prefer, for me, I prefer a different way.
我的话，我喜欢一个不同的方式。
Because we can learn from each other. And I think we should, each cell group should seek God and get the wisdom of God. And we can all hear different things and learn different things from God.
我认为说每一个小组都应该来寻求神，从神那里学习。
And that way you're not learning from one man, but you're learning from the Holy Spirit.
那这样子的话呢，你就不是从一个人学习，而是从圣灵学习。
So being a cell group leader in my eyes, okay, if I had to give you a title, I would actually call you a shepherd. You would be a pastor.
如果是小组长呢，其实你就是一个牧师，一个牧人。
You know, so I believe because of these home groups, there were many pastors in the Jerusalem church.
在耶路撒冷的教会也有很多的那个牧师，他们就是在牧养那个小组。
But you'll notice in Acts chapter 15 and 16, there was a problem, the issue of circumcising Gentiles came to the table.
在使徒行传15、16章就出现一个问题，就是讲到外邦人是否要受割礼的问题。
Now what's interesting, it says that the apostles and the prophets, now think about this.The foundation of the church is what? Apostles and prophets. Is that right?
教会的根基是使徒跟先知，对不对？
So you study Acts chapter 15. It says the apostles and prophets, they were first debating.
所以如果你读使徒行传15章的话，是讲到那些先知跟使徒们就起了争论。
But in the end,It was the senior pastor that made the final decision.
但是最终是那个主任牧师做了最后的决定。
James stood up and said, "This is what we're going to do."
雅各就站起来说啊，我们要做的事是这样。
And the apostles and prophets, who are supposed to be the foundation, weren't the ones that made the decision. It was James.
而
The senior pastor
应该是根基的使徒跟先知，他们并没有做的决定，而是雅各做的决定。
So for cell group leaders, cell groups, a respect, just a simple respect for the pastor is healthy.
所以对于小组长来说，对于牧师有一个很单纯的尊敬，这是健康的。
In our church, I always felt uncomfortable when someone came up to me secretly, what do you think of what the pastor said Sunday morning?
在我的教会里面，如果有一个人来跟我，暗中来找我，跟我说，哎，你认为这个礼拜天早上牧师讲的那句，你觉得怎么样？我会觉得很不舒服。
So when they ask me that, I want to run away. I don't like that.
当他们这样子来问我的时候，我不喜欢，我想要跑掉。
So I say, oh.Where's your phone?
我就说好，你电话在哪里？
Call him now. You call him.
你现在你自己打电话给牧师。
And I try to direct him to the pastor. Don't come to me.
我就试着把他引导到牧师那里，不要来找我。
So Satan tries to do this with cell groups and cell group leaders.
撒旦会试着在小组还有这个小组长的身上这样做。
And if we have a Holy Spirit respect for our leaders, we know how to keep Satan out.
如果我们有圣灵对于牧者们的尊重，那我们就知道必须要把这个撒旦摒除在外。
I think this is a good place. You know, I could probably say more things, but does anyone have like a question? Just whatever you want to ask.
我想我就大概讲的话可能就先停在这里，有没有人想要发问的？
I have a question.
我有一个问题。
Does everyone, do you like what I said? Make sense?
Okay. For the clarification, you said ICE or ISIS?
ISIS.
ICE.
ICE, right?
ICE.
ICE, okay.
ICE.
Yeah.
Okay, 好，那我刚翻错。
Because I said Minnesota.
Okay.
The news in Minnesota.
I heard it was ISIS.
Yeah, I saw it.
That's okay.
So he 讲的是那个就是来抓那个非法移民的，不是我刚讲的那个伊斯兰国的 ISIS， 是 ICE.
Yeah, I thought you would understand that because we're talking about Minnesota.
Yeah,
I know what ISIS is.
Yeah, ISIS is. Okay. No, that's okay. I'm glad you cleared that up. You see, we're in a cell group now.And we cleared something up.
我想要多了解一下以亚先知刚刚讲的，但是说，有一些教会他是把一些理论或是概念给小组讲，小组长和小组讲，然后，他不喜欢那个方法，他喜欢的是让，另外一个方法就是让圣灵来带领。OK。那怎么样呢？让那个圣灵来带领怎么做？是只有小组长去祷告呢，还是跟着大家一起来祷告，还是怎么样
？You mentioned different way to operate a cell group, and you mean in some churches the pastor would hand out.
Yes.
Some teachings. That's,
yes.
That's what we do now. And
yes.
So and but you say you prefer the other way.
Me.
For the people to.
But it's an opinion.
Okay. He said, but you say you prefer the cell group to seek the Lord to see what the Lord has. So he how
well,
should a
I have a suggestion.
A
I have、
that?
A suggestion. Keep doing it that way, but do both.
他说我们可以继续原有的方式，但是两者都做。
Take some time with what the pastor, if he gives you the, do it. But don't let it take up all of the time of the cell group.
就是你在小组聚会的时候呢，除了我们现有的那种查经啊，讨论之外，
yeah.
但是你不要让这个占据了整个的时间。
Yeah. If you commit all of your time,Then you close the door for God to teach something or speak something different.
Right now, my main thing is I want to know you say you like your way, right? Your way to let the Holy Spirit lead the whole cell group.
It's a preference.
I just want to know, or you can give me some suggestion how I can, you know, to do follow the Holy Spirit.
Let me translate for some people.
我喜欢了解他刚刚建议的是说让 让这个圣灵来带领，他本身喜欢。但我想请问他，就是说他的喜欢让圣灵来带领，他怎么做？
So,
他的方法是怎么？
Yes, you say you prefer to let the Holy Spirit lead the service people seek the Lord together, or so how?
I'll explain.
How do、
What's、
you do
it?
I'll explain.
Okay.
Now I'm different. I'm unique.
我不一样，我是独特的。
My gift that you see me do here while I'm here.
我在这里时候，大家看到我的恩赐。
A lot of it was developed in small places.
我的恩赐很多都是在小地方慢慢发展出来的。
And so in cell groups, I was practicing my gift.
所以我在小组聚会的时候，在操练我的恩赐。
So I would play the guitar.
所以我会弹吉他。
And I would see the name of a city.
我会看到一个城市的名字。
And I would just say, does this mean anything to anyone here?
我就会说哦，这个城市的名字对在座的人有没有什么意义？
Oh yes, yes. I talked to my daughter. She lives there. I talked to her today.
哦，说哦， yeah. 有，我的女儿住在那里，然后我今天才跟她讲话。
But this is a cell group.
但这是在小组聚会的时候。
And people get excited.
那人们就很兴奋。
And then I pray for some people, and they would fall down.
然后我也会为人家祷告，然后人家就倒下来了。
And I did this. I think after 2 years, someone asked me a question.
两年之后，有人问我问题。
They said, "What do you mean?" You prayed for someone and they fell down at the cell group?
So 有人问我说
I said, yes, we do it for 2 years.
所以我这样做了两年之后呢，有人就问我说，哦，你在小组聚会里面你为人家祷告，然后人家倒下来啊？他说，对啊，我们做了两年。
They said to me, I've come to this church for years. I didn't know this happens in my church.
那人家就跟我说，哎，我到这个教会已经好多年了，我不晓得这样的事情发生在我的教会。
They said, "Why don't you do it in front of the church?"
那他人家就跟我说，你为什么不在教会在众人的面前做这个事情呢？
I said, "I don't know. I don't try to do it for public." You know.
我说我不知道啊，我没有试着要在公开场合这样做。
So what I mean is, do what the pastor does, but try to give time for supernatural ministry. Maybe that's the way to say it.
所以我应该这样讲好，就是说你们可以继续做原来就是牧师们给你们讲义啊，这个。但是呢，你就留一点有一些时间啊，让圣灵能够做超自然的事情。
And I think in your cell group, you will have people falling under the power, words of knowledge, the gifts of the Spirit.With the teaching of the, do them both. Don't let it take all the time.
So in 小组里面也可以有属灵恩赐的发挥，也可以有知识的言语，也可以有人倒下来哦。所以就是说，不是让那个查经占所有的时间，而是说你也要有一段时间让圣灵来运行。
So now, yeah. If God spoke to me, I go home. Elias, I want you to move to San Jose. Talk to Pastor Ted, Pastor Tim, the people.Ask them, do you think it's right? Is it from God to become a member of the church? And I join. And let's say I become a cell group leader. Okay.
好，比方说，假如说，
if.
如果啊，我这个回家以后，上帝跟我说要我搬到圣何西，然后也跟这个黄牧师跟苏牧师讲说，哦，我来这个教会，然后我也做个小组长。
This is what I would do.
那如果我是小组长，我会这样做。
I would say, okay, we have an hour.
好，我说好，我们有一个小时。
How long do you normally have cell groups? 1 hour, 2 hours?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
That's better. I would have worship, singing, with instruments or not. It doesn't matter.
不管有没有乐器啊，就是先有敬拜。
I would worship.Then we would do the pastor's sermon.
然后
me, this is how I would do.
然后你就读那个就是我们的查经哦。
And then the last hour,
然后再有一个小时的时间,
I would teach the people in my group what I do, and I would go into depth of how I do it.
然后我就会教导人们我在做的事情，然后我也会比较深入的去讲。
And I would say, come on, let's grow up together.
然后我就会说好，我们一起成长。
And I would impart what I do.
那我就会分赐他们我所做的事情。
I like doing that.
哦，我喜欢做这个。
That would be the style of my group.
哦，如果我带小组，我的风格会是这样子。
The style of someone who has a good teaching ministry, a cell group with a good teaching ministry. First hour, do what the pastor says, and then you say, all right, now I have something else.
哦，就是比如说第一个小时我们可以有牧师给的材料，就是很好的教导，然后这个做完了以后说，哎，我们还可以有点别的东西。
I was reading in the book of Isaiah these chapters. You know, I saw something. I would like to share it with you.
好，说哦，我在读以赛亚书这段经文，然后我看到一些东西，我想跟你们分享。
So now the gifts are opening up.
所以这个时候呢，恩赐就展开来。
You know?
Yes.
And then what I like, I love the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I just.
我很喜欢圣灵的恩赐。
I remember in 19, I've always loved the gifts, but there was a time I took time in prayer in the 70s. I would take my Bible, I would open it to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, where the gifts are, or chapter 12. And I put them, and I got on my knees, and I went to each gift. I said, God, I want every one of those, and I cried for the gifts. I just took the Bible and I did this. I said, put the gifts in me, put them in me or bring them out, whatever, you know. And to me, I am the opposite of a conservative Christian, that we don't want the gifts. Me, okay, give them to me, you know. So
can I stop? Okay.
Yeah, as you see, I'm excited.
Yes. 他说在七零年代有一段时间，我经常就是跪在神的面前呢，然后就把圣经翻到哥林多前书十二章或者十四章，然后有时候就是手按着圣经，有时候就把圣经抱在我的胸前，然后我就指着那个里面讲到的圣经里面讲到的属灵恩赐的指的每一个，然后就跟神说，神啊，我这个每一个恩赐我通通都要。Okay.
So my recommendation is do what you're doing.But begin to open a little time for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because in my experience in cell groups, someone will say, does someone have a problem with their left shoulder? I don't know. And they say, well, yes, mine is, you know.
So my 建议啊，就是你们做你们本来做的事情，但是留时间给圣灵恩赐的运作。譬如说，在聚会里面，可能哎，你好像有个意念是说，哎，有没有人的左肩膀不舒服啊？可能就有人在说，哎，就是我。
And then we begin to say, I can do it.
然后我们就会开始说，哎，我可以这样做。
Elias is not better than me. I can do it.
以利亚牧师没有比我好，我也可以做。
You know, and we all get excited and encouragement.
那我们就会都很疯。Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. So the reason for going to a cell group, I used to go because I expected supernatural. That's why I was excited to go.
如果发生那样的事情，我们就会变得很兴奋，而且也被激励了啊。我以前就要去小组的话，我都非常的兴奋，因为我在期待看到那超自然的事情发生。
So I think we need to make sure in our cell groups we keep the gifts, give time for words of knowledge, and you never know. You know, a husband he might prophesy to his wife. You don't know what'll happen.
所以就是在聚会里面的话，尽量就是留时间，让那个属灵恩赐能够发挥。这个圣灵会做什么事情，我们不知道。甚至做丈夫的也有可能对他的太太发预言。
So can you imagine cell group meetings where we don't say let's pray for them, but someone says, I have a prophecy for you.
你能不能想象在小组聚会里面，不是说哦，我们来为这个人祷告，为那个祷告，而是说，哎，我有一句预言要给你的。
And then you have a prophecy for them.
然后你也有预言要给他们的。
And then you will see people crying.
然后你就会看到人们哭泣。
And you have that kind of meeting, you can't wait for next week.
如果你有这样的聚会，你就会等不及的，很想要下个礼拜的聚会又来到。Yeah.
So my cell group meetings were exciting.We had to have the gifts.
哦，所以我的小组聚会呢，大家都很兴奋，因为我们一定要有恩赐的运作。好，慧敏牧师，请。
I have a question, because you know, maybe half of our time is in Zoom meeting, is not real physical, just need to be good, to see each other's face, and sometimes it's really hard to know what other people need. So, do you have any recommendations?
Yes, I do.
Let me say that in Chinese first. Okay, 慧敏牧师的问题说，因为我们现在的小组聚会大概有可能有一半以上都是在 Zoom 上，那所以这样子很难知道人们的需要，所以这样子我们要怎么做？
I like to prophesy in Zoom.
我也喜欢在那线上在 Zoom 上面发预言。
I've been doing it for years.
我已经做了好多年。
And, I'll give you one example. Last year, I was prophesying to certain people, and then I picked one man out.
在去年我曾经在线上面对一个人发语言，然后我又把一个人点出来。
I said, you know, you have your desk or table in front of you, but your legs are weak.
我就指着那个人说，哦，你的面前有一张桌子哈，但是你的腿很弱。
And he was so shocked, he would just, ah!
他非常的震惊啊。
Okay. He was in New Jersey.
那个人在 New Jersey.
And when I went to LA Agape,
后来我去洛杉矶的爱修园。
Because of the way God touched him and the prophecy, he flew with his caretaker, he flew from New Jersey to come.
Yeah, 那个他因为我在线上聚会为他的发的预言，所以呢，在我在洛杉矶有实体的特会的时候，他就跟他的家人还有照顾他的人就一起就飞到洛杉矶去。
And he was fighting ALS.
就是他是有渐冻症的 ，Yeah.
So now he has gone on to be with the Lord.
哦，他已经去主那边了。
But some things happened where he started walking in the meetings. It was exciting. You were there?
Yeah, I was there, yes. 就是但是那个弟兄呢，他在聚会当中就开始走路了，所以是很让人振奋的。
Yeah, I don't have the answers why God didn't heal him completely. I don't know.
神没有完全医治他，我没有这个答案，我也不知道。
But I know right now he is not disappointed. Where he is.
但是我知道现在他在他所在的地方，他并不会失望。
So in Zoom, I might as well say it's not a secret. I minister into mainland China as well.
在 Zoom 上面呢，我也有对中国大陆的弟兄姐妹服侍。
So you can do it.
所以你可以做。
You don't even have to see the person.
你甚至不用看到那个人。
You can say.
你可以说。
You know, there's someone in Zoom. Let's see. I see a silver spoon on your right, and you have it upside down.
Oh, 你也可以说，哎，我看到在你的这个，你有一个银色的汤匙，然后是这样，反过来放的。
And who is it? Who is it?
然后就问说，这是谁？
And they show the picture, and you see the silver spoon upside down like that.
然后他们就会这个出现，然后你就看到是银色汤匙就是这样子倒过来放的。
Now the value of that,
这个价值是
is not the word of God.
哦，这个不是说神的话。
The value of that word of knowledge is only to find the person.
这个知识言语的价值只是要把这个人给找出来。
Then I said, "Okay, we found you."
我说好，现在我们找到你了。
I still don't know what to say.
我还是不知道要说什么。
But Let's see what else God has to say.
好，那我们就看看神还要说什么。
And you do it on Zoom, and they are touched.
然后你在线上做，那他们就被神摸着了。
Zoom, the power of God. I've seen it go through Zoom. People get healed.
我看到，我曾经看过神的能力是在 Zoom 上面给传递出来的。有人就这样在 Zoom 上面得医治。
Because of the language, I don't get to hear a lot of testimonies.
因为语言的关系，所以我没有听到很多的见证。
Many times I go home, you know, because of the language, people don't tell me what happened. I go home and I say, God, I hope I did a good job. Because I don't have, this happened, that happened.
因为不会，因为语言的关系，所以不会有很多人来跟我讲他们的见证。但我回家以后，我就说，神啊，我希望我有做好。
既然那个以利亚牧师鼓励大家在小组里面做这个属灵恩赐的操练，那要不要留一点时间让他分次这个
？OK, he says since you encourage people to exercise the spiritual gifts, do you want to pray for them for impartation?
If you want to stop the questions and do that, yes, we can do that.
Yes.
But it won't take half an hour for me to do that.
Or do you
we could take maybe 5 more minutes.
Yeah, sure.
For
好，所以可能他说。
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay, you can see I'm looking at a camera right now.
好，我现在在看那个镜头啊。
Okay, I don't have the Zoom screen here.
我在这里没有线上的这个屏幕。
But I see a lady, she's about to cry because she's feeling the anointing. Like I'm doing this now.
我看到有一个姐妹哈，她感受到恩膏，她快要哭了。
And while I was talking about the gifts, the Spirit of God, I can say it came on you.
啊，所以在线上的这位姐妹，当我一边在讲属灵恩赐的时候，我可以看到圣灵降在你的身上。
And just about 3-4 minutes ago, you felt like almost crying, God, give me this.
差不多就在3-4分钟以前，你就想哭，你就说神啊，请你把这个给我。
And right now, I believe you're just starting to gently cry.
现在我相信你已经在很轻轻的在哭了。
And I know I can't see you, but in the name of Jesus.
我知道我没有办法看见你，但是奉耶稣的名。
I agree with the work of the Holy Spirit coming on you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
我与圣灵对齐，让圣灵的恩赐现在就降在你的身上。
Now, see, you're feeling the Holy Spirit. It started in your forehead, and you feel it coming down.
你感觉到圣灵就在你的额头上，然后是往下。
Just on the top of your stomach.
就是在你的胃上面。
And while I'm talking to you, your hands and your eyes, you're giving them to God.
当我一边在讲的时候，你就把你的手还有你的心交给神。
God is answering your cry for the gifts.
神在垂听你想要得到恩赐的那个呼求。
So we're going to keep on doing this session, but if you want to testify, maybe Pastor Ted can get the comments, but You're the one.
好，我们聚会会继续哦。但是线上的那位姐妹，如果你要做见证的话，你等会儿可以在线上面举手啊。
God bless you.
好，神祝福你。
You see, God sees your heart even when you talk to Him in secret. Your thoughts.
所以神看见你的心，甚至你在心中默默的在跟上帝祷告的时候，他都看见。
Now let me tell you what's happening because of your heart.
我要跟你讲，因为你的心，所以现在正在发生什么事情。
There are other people watching that are putting up their hands.
Me
too, me too.
有一些在线上的人，你也在举起手来说，还有我，还有我。
So the Holy Spirit is going to move in this room, but also on those watching in Zoom.
所以圣灵会在我们现在聚会的这个房间里面运行，也同时会在 Zoom 上面。聚会的人身上运行。
I think we can sense the anointing.
我想我们可以感受到恩膏。
God bless you.
神祝福你。
there's someone else watching. It's a lady again. Your toes. It's like you're concerned that maybe arthritis is coming into your body.
还有一位在线上的姐妹啊，是你的脚趾头，你觉得你可能有关节炎。
I don't know why, but your right foot is worse than the left.
我不晓得为什么，但是你右脚的状态比左脚要糟糕。
So in Jesus' name,
所以奉耶稣的名
，let the anointing touch your feet.
现在恩膏就来触摸你的脚。
And loose the bones, and your toes be loosed.
让你的骨头还有你的脚趾头都松开来。
Arthritis will not take you over in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名，关节炎不会临到你。
All right. So we'll do your suggestion.
Thank you.
好，所以我们就。
我可以再问一个问题吗？那这样
one more question.
这样说起来，是不是以利亚牧师比较就是？因为我们现在的 church member 都不喜欢实体聚会，那要怎么样 来鼓励大家回到实体聚会？
他刚没有讲说实体，他是刚刚讲的一个重点，就是圣灵的聚会，你在众上聚会是一样的，所以他并没有讲到实体聚会或者众聚会的问题。
对对 对,
对，
那我的意思，
所以这个东西好像不是他刚才的一个 issue、yeah,
对
好不好，
我的意思是说，那如果是这样，是不是就鼓励大家就是在 room 上面 meeting 呢？
不是鼓励，现在 每个小组的状况就看自己小组的状况，所以他的重点只是强调说，不管你是在，他强调只是在每场聚会你都留时间让圣灵能够运行，对，不管你是在 Zoom 上面还是实体的，因为就刚刚慧明牧师问的，所以他的意思是说圣灵的运行不受那个 Zoom 的限制。 OK,
so for the Christian is, you know, these sisters, maybe she feel better if we can meet togetherPhysically, each other is better than just Zoom, if that's allowed, if possible. So, do you recommend that in these 2 hours, you know, the people gathering together, maybe just separate the time wisely, something like 1 hour Bible study, and another half hour worship, or half hour, we just minister each other, right?
I think any pastor would be happy.If they know you're following the Holy Spirit,
我想任何牧师如果他知道你在跟随圣灵，他都会很高兴。
So my answer is better than me telling you what to do. Let the Holy Spirit teach you how He wants the meeting to go.
哦，所以最重要不是我告诉你要怎么做，而是让圣灵告诉你聚会要怎么进行。
But we should at least fulfill our responsibility to the pastor's request.
但是我们至少要能够完成牧师的要求。
Does that help? Does that sound good, Pastor Ted? Yeah. It's just yes.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we end the meeting here. Can we now?
Okay, 好，今天聚会我们就到这边哈，因为时间也差不多了。
谢谢，
谢谢，
谢谢。谢
谢 Thank you.
谢谢大家，
好，谢谢。